I'm DJ.
And I'm Bob Goat.
Oh, boy. It's been a couple months.
Yeah, it has. Well, it has.
Half, 2 months, yeah.
Holidays came and went before we were even ready for them to leave.
We wanted to apologize for being a bunch of hammered out nuisances and, you know, not providing any new content.
But we're back. We're stronger than ever, and we are ready.
It's going to be a good 2020. I have a feeling there's a lot of stupid people out there ready to make a lot of terrible decisions with their lives.
And by proxy, we will thrive because of these people and their stupid decisions.
And it's you will listen.
We're back, bitches.
We will make Hammered Out great again.
And chicken biscuits, right?
And chicken biscuits. So, Bob Goat, how you been doing?
Been pretty good.
Started the year off well?
Yeah, actually, I now have a completely separate bank account just for porn.
A separate bank account?
Yeah.
Do you want to go into detail why you have a separate bank account?
I just figure whenever you're buying, you know, that kind of thing on the internet, a lot of the sites are kind of sketchy, so let's keep the account that gets the direct deposit away.
So, you don't want them to drain your main funds.
Exactly.
But drain something else.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
True story. How about you, DJ?
I've been doing pretty all right. I've, did a vacation, didn't report on people doing stupid shit for a while, did a couple stupid things, but also got quite scared.
Really?
Yeah. So, last week, it snowed. It was currently snowing when this event occurred, and I'm gonna be honest, I about shit my pants on the spot.
What exactly happened?
So, I was fixing dinner.
Okay. I believe you.
I was pulling some rolls out of the freezer, because a good dinner starts with rolls. And I opened the freezer door.
Okay.
And we have, like, a French door, so we, like, pull the door open to the side. And at eye level, I shit you not, live and well, there's a fucking spider just staring right at me.
How big was it?
It was like a good inch.
Good inch?
Right there in the crevice, you know, like right where the grommet is for the door to open and shut.
Mm-hmm.
It's just staring me down. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, you piece of shit. It's January, it's snowing outside, and you're just chilling in my freezer right now alive. It really upset me.
I can believe that.
I left the freezer door open for a few minutes because I was like, I'm terrified of killing this son of a bitch. I know this little one-inch spider like shouldn't scare me, but I'm sitting there thinking like World War V's going down in my, and World War III and IV is me getting to the point of it. But I just couldn't.
That would have absolutely freaked me the fuck
so
out.
Yeah, so I like put a glove on.
Oh my God.
Got like a fly swatter.
You need to get a bug assault.
I didn't have any of the spray. I was like, it's January. I'm not prepared for this shit. I'm not prepared for a spider just to be out there and ready to go. But minus that, it's been going okay.
I'm glad to hear that.
You know, the roles must go on, and they did. I didn't stare at that freezer right for a week. Probably like you should say about your bank account, but
yeah, well, you know.
But let's get into our first topic, which is spider related, and these poor bastards, might I add. These poor bastards, not for the reasons you'd think. I'd say these poor bastards.
Yeah, and you know the funny thing is about this entire continent is everything is either able to or trying to actively kill you.
Right. So let's talk about Australia and these wildfires. Thousands of homes have, you know, been destroyed by wildfires. And I'm going to say it. I'm not sorry for you.
We might want to make sure we elaborate on that one.
Okay.
But I definitely see where you're going with this.
Let me get to my point. Now, don't get me wrong. I have sympathy for you. I feel bad that you don't have a house, but let's look at it from the other side. Okay, congratulations everybody whose house hasn't burned down in Australia near the wildfires, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're good. You've hit the jackpot. You're still there. Not quite. These poor people, I really like. Okay, let's just get into it. So, for those who have houses remaining, they can't go into them. They can't step foot in their own house.
Now, why is that?
Like, you made it past the jackpot, and you're like, shit, yeah, I still have a house! But if you walk in, you're greeted with a very large-sized friend. Not my friend.
Definitely not my
but
friend.
But someone's friend. Have you ever heard of a funnel spider?
Yes, I have.
Describe a funnel spider.
They're big, meaty, black, and they literally have, like, fangs that can actually pierce a boot.
I mean, I don't know actual size, but, like, from picture, it looks like 4-inch pieces
of shit. They can fill up your palm.
Right. Like, I mean, these are some...
Yeah, they're big.
Disgusting, highly poisonous, totally will kill you bastards with 8 legs, I think. Right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
8 legs. All right. Got that squared away. So you're thinking, okay, you're this dude on Hammered Out sitting here saying he's not sorry for the poor bastards whose house burned down, but you're sorry for the guy with the spider? No, 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 no. Hold on. Hold on. They don't just have one spider in their house. What happened when this wildfire occurred, these funnel spiders lived in the Amazons, and they moved away from the fire. Yep. Unfortunately,
chasing them into the cities, basically.
They made it. They didn't burn down. They should have fucking burned down, but they didn't burn down. People are going into their homes, and they're finding, I shit you not, 400, 500 funnel spiders.
That's really terrifying,
and
too.
And here is where my point is. If I lived in this area where so many people lost their homes, and I walked into my house and saw 400 or 500 funnel spiders, I would walk to my next door neighbor whose house is burned and say, you've been blessed.
Yeah,
no joke.
I can agree with that.
I'm serious. Burn my house down if there's ever a day where there's 400 micro penis spiders. I'm serious. You got 400 4-to-6-inch spiders, highly killable to the human. What do you do? What are you supposed to do?
You run. I actually do believe that these are actually aggressive spiders as well, if I might be mistaken on that.
No, I think they're the shittiest shit of them all.
Oh, they are.
Maybe not the top shit, but 400 or 500. Okay, you got a gang. Oh, you're taking over. Like, this is a lot worse than the crime in St. Louis. Like, we're talking 400 spiders per home. Like,
well, it's really
it's a
terrifying.
Plague.
You only need two. It's kind of like cockroaches in a way. Like, spiders reproduce in the hundreds.
Yeah, I
so these nightmarish hell spawns straight from the depths of Hades will literally take over your home if left unchecked.
So I truly, the deepest part of my heart, am sorry for those whose houses remain, because I know, even if I sent the best Terminator out there in the world, I'm not sleeping right in that house ever again. Ever. Ever.
Send in Dale Gribble.
I need a lot more than Dale Gribble. I mean...
Send in SEAL Team 6.
I mean, this is really the most terrifying thing that could ever happen. Ever.
It's...
And...
I don't even want to think about it.
I don't either. I really don't either.
I'm going to be up with night terrors just thinking about that.
I already had night terrors over this. That's why I'm like, burn my house down, and I'm not even near a freaking fire.
Or you're not even near Australia.
So our thoughts go out to Australia. They're going through some shit. Like,
I wonder if, like...
And this isn't even a laughing matter. I mean, dead serious. Like, this is terrifying. This isn't even a joke. This is not even a joke. Someone's house did burn. I'm not joking that my house should burn. I mean, dead serious. Burn my house to the ground.
It's not worth it.
I don't want 400 spiders in there. Period. I don't want someone to take them out of there. I'm leaving this area for good. It's not worth it.
Oh, God. Let's move on to some happier news.
I'm just saying, I had one spider and I sat there for 4 minutes with my freezer door open. 400 spiders, and I literally would defecate, piss. I mean, my whole bowels would just drop. It would be a whole different problem. But let's talk about rainbow. What is that called? Rainbow Smiggles?
Rainbow Smiggles.
Rainbow Smiggles. Let's start off the new year, 2020, with a little hammered out news. You know, we like to drink our beers. We don't have one of these yet. I think they're very new. Don't even know if they're out on the streets yet, but I'm sure someone's got them. It's a new beer called Rainbow Smiggles.
And what a name.
It's brewed with Twix. Nope. I already screwed it up. Trix and Skittles. When I was doing my prep for this, I said Twix in my head. I'm like, oh, Twix. Twix beer. Someone should make this a thing. But anyway, Trix and Skittles, right? So, what do we got here? It's Trix and Skittles candy. The cereal's brewed directly into the beer. Like,
oh, my God.
Pouring jars of this stuff. The flavors meld together with strawberries, pineapple, vanilla. Do we have an alcohol percentage? We do not, but
I'm very curious if they could turn this into like,
yes,
not even just a beer.
Like, their mash and stuff. This is some pretty cool shit. So yeah, it's coming out on February 7th, where Pontoon Brewing Beer is sold. Don't know where that's sold at. I've never heard of it.
Yeah,
but it looks, actually the whole brewing place looks cool. Their logo looks tight.
Kind of looks like almost looks like orange juice and vodka. It doesn't really look like a typical beer.
Yeah, but oh yeah, I'm sure that's mighty hammered.
I bet it's tasty.
I know, but oh boy. So, we got some Rainbow Smiggles.
Rainbow Smiggles.
I wish I knew what the alcohol content on that was. But switching away from alcohol, because, you know, it is 2020 and it's time to start doing some new shit.
How about Cinnamon Toast Crunch ice cream?
Made with actual cereal pieces is coming soon. We are doing things in 2020, man. Things are on the up.
I mean, I'm really surprised that this hasn't been a thing already, because this sounds amazing.
So they're going to start selling Cinnamon Toast Crunch pint size Cinnamon Toast Crunch with the cinnamon and the crunch.
And the toast.
in the ice cream. You got the cinnamon, the crunch, and the ice cream.
It's literally...
Oh.
That just sounds so good. I really hope they're going to be selling that around here. I really am hoping.
So, it's made by Nestle, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Edie's Dryer brand. It has cinnamon flavor base with cinnamon graham swirl and cereal pieces. Let's see... One commenter wrote under the canning honey caption, "Oh, I am here for this. The coffee creamer is so good. I bet the ice cream is amazing."
Wait.
Yes, they have ice. They have coffee creamer and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch coffee creamer.
Yeah, I can see. I'm sure it's a thing, and I'm sure it's delicious.
Oh, yeah. That sounds amazing.
So there's no news yet exactly when the ice cream is going to, you know, be available, but if we see it come out, we will have to buy this and sample it. Because it sounds fantastic. And yeah, I think that's all the food we have for this podcast for first time ever. How about we, let's get into the thick of it.
All right. So.
Our hammered outlaw of the week.
Woman arrested for drunk driving. After driving round and round a roundabout.
This sounds fun.
This sounds like something I would do completely sober.
I'm pretty sure we've been around a roundabout 20 times sober.
Yeah, that was when we were in high school. That takes me back a little bit.
A woman was arrested for driving drunk after she drove around a roundabout 6 times.
Damn, my record's only 4.
6 times? And that's how she got busted for it? The cop's like, what is she doing?
Hold the phone. Happened at 2:30 p.m.
Right, so it's not like you're 2 in the morning sitting like, the Jack in the Box isn't settling well, or Waffle House for people out there, or I don't know what you people eat at nighttime when you got your drunk munchies, but this is at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Ossifer, I'm just like everyone else. I wake up, I pop a bottle, and then I get out of bed.
I did not try Cinnamon Toast Crunch ice cream. I went about the round about 6 times. I went around and around I went. Oh, so this happened in Michigan at 2:30. The woman had just been involved in an argument and went for a drive to relieve stress and just started going in a circle. As she was exiting the roundabout, she ran over the curb and did some damage to the undercarriage of her vehicle, making it inoperable. Oh.
Wow, so she can't even drive in a circle well.
She couldn't make it quite 7 times.
So apparently 6 is the magic number.
A police officer was conducting an accident investigation nearby and heard the crash and went to investigate. That's when the woman was pulled over. She was arrested for operating while intoxicated as well as reckless driving. You're going to give somebody reckless driving over going in circles.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at that picture, and that looks like it's a pretty busy intersection
there.
It looks
like a nice roundabout, something I'd really go round and round in about 6 times.
Just pull up like, oh yeah. I'm going to drive circles around
She's
you so
She's sitting there screaming at her husband, like, you motherfucker, round one. You shit, round two. You never do the dishes, round three. Take out the fucking trash, round four. Is he going to make me dinner tonight, round five? Don't think he's getting lucky, round six.
You know what? Maybe I should rethink my life. There was no 7.
Nope, that's when she hit the curb.
Yep, that's when she hit the curb.
That's when she hit the curb.
People like this give me so much self-confidence. It's not even funny.
Yeah. But you know what doesn't give me any self-confidence?
Oh, sweet
or hope
Lord.
Hope in humanity.
People like this make me look both ways when I go around a roundabout.
We told you we're going to come back hard with our hammered out 2020. This is hard. This is dumb. This is dumb. If you haven't seen this yet, this is one of the dumbest things that you're going to hear of 2020.
I'm not too familiar with this, but mind if I
take it away.
TikTok teens are dipping their balls in soy sauce and lighting their houses on fire.
Dipping their balls in soy sauce.
Maybe
so
they found
somebody is pulling their pants down, dipping their balls. Forget the second part of this. They're dipping their balls strictly in soy sauce. And
why?
Then the house gets lit on fire?
Well, maybe there was an Australian funnel web spider in there.
I'm not dipping my balls in soy sauce. I might dip my balls in soy sauce if it'll get the spiders away from me. I'll swim in this shit if that's the answer here, but
good
I'm not
Lord.
Dipping my balls in soy sauce and lighting my house on fire.
But why?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand this.
I'm just skimming
We're making
through.
Beer with tricks and Skittles, and we're dipping our balls in soy sauce. I had to lie to you because we had one more food-related thing to talk about. Bob Goat, are you reading it? Or
I'm
are you reading
I just,
it?
I want to know why.
Okay. Give us
all right. Let's
the ball drop.
All right. Typically, blog posts open with a broad statement establishing a thesis, which the writer then substantiates with evidence in order to make a point.
I think we're calling it a hypothesis.
In exceptional cases, there's just information so senseless that it needs no interpretation. In others, the writer is in position to take a stance on an issue. Oh, yeah. This is going to be great. When it's better interpreted by a member of the community, it affects... Who am I in my capacity as a staff reporter and as a person without balls to determine whether it's weird to dip your balls in soy sauce to see if they can taste?
We're sorry for you women who can't dip your balls, lack thereof, in soy sauce.
What if
you haven't lived free until you've dipped your balls in some soy sauce?
I bring you news that has traveled from both hemispheres, officially qualifying this as a thing.
So we are all stupid.
We are... How can we have the easiest access to information throughout the entirety of the human species?
And you think, I'm gonna dip my balls in soy sauce today.
Yes, we have the Sistine Chapel. We have architecture, mathematics. We fucking went on the moon. But we're dipping our balls in soy sauce to see if they can taste.
Hey, Tide Pods is 2019. Dipping the balls in the soy sauce is 2020. Get with it.
Ooh, what if you filled a test koozie with soy sauce?
Oh, my God.
All right, see if they can... Apparently, these users have been reading Business Insider, which reported in 2013 on a study finding that not only the mouth, but also several parts of the body, brain, and testicles have taste receptors that are sensitive to umami. Which the Business Insider piece defines as the amino acid taste of soy sauce. A citizen scientist explains, oh yeah, this has Aeronet written all over it.
A citizen scientist.
Explains the logic behind this. I won't show you, but you can find them doing it here. Balls, in compliance with TikTok's nudity rules, are not visible.
So,
like,
balls are not nudity? What do you like?
Put like a black bar over it, or
here's my balls about to dip it in the soy sauce. TikTok. Okay, let's go on.
Had inquiring minds read further into the study, they would have learned that the receptors function inside the balls in order to sense sweet and umami flowers, critical to identifying and compounding proteins in the generation of sperm. In a refresher on how such receptors work. Even if the receptors do end up on the surface, dipping your giblets in soy sauce wouldn't enable you to taste them because there aren't cranial nerves connected to your balls.
You lack the proper brain-testicle connection to actually taste things. I feel like you shouldn't have to spell that out for people. Your balls can't taste, people. Why are we saying this, right?
Who the fuck wakes up in the morning like, you know what? There's taste receptors in my testicles.
I heard if I dip my balls in soy sauce, I could taste it with my mouth. I'll tell you know what? I haven't watched a single video of this, but this just screams a fat kid who's on a diet. He's like, oh, let me just get a taste of the soy sauce. Just a little taste of the soy sauce.
Just a little dip and dab.
Just a dabble with the soy sauce.
A good dabble do me. Fucking sitting there scratching like, I'm fucking jonesing, man.
I'm jonesing for the soy sauce. Give me the bucket. I'm dipping the balls.
Just shower.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Okay. But teens willingly... to arguably stand in direct violation of TikTok's underage delinquent behavior. So we're watching underage people dip their balls. God, stop. Someone teach these kids in high school or middle school what this shit is. Ugh. That's an awkward conversation for a teacher. Okay, students, public service announcement. If you could stop dipping your balls in the soy sauce, let's go over the anatomy of that. Okay. Neither scientists nor the authorities, as proven by another trend, arson... I guess it's whatever. Prompted by a report from a concerned mother, an incident in a high school, charges will be pressed. Massachusetts, blah, blah, blah. An advisor to all heads of fire departments describing the content. It involves using the plug part of a phone charger, partially inserting it into the wall outlet, and then sliding a penny down the wall onto the exposed prongs. This results in sparks, electrical system damage, and in some cases, fire.
How stupid can you be? What in the actual fuck?
Yeah. So is this like two separate things?
Yeah.
Like you're not dipping your balls and then throwing a penny down the wall. So.
I'm sorry, guys. I dipped my balls in the soy sauce and I got high.
So the thing is about this is I've actually had something very similar to the second part happen.
Really?
Way when I was like a kindergartner, we had a grandfather clock that was on the wall and it had these like 10-foot chains.
Hmm.
And I went to plug something in the wall. I think it was like an RC car or something. the chain went in with the plug, right?
Oh.
Like with the prong and the chain. And it did shoot. It shot a fire straight out of the electrical outlet through, like, up the 10-foot chain and, like, caught the whole thing on fire.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But that was me being a kindergarten. I'm not watching me. This isn't me, like, trying to do a science study over here. I knew it was dumb. But I also wasn't paying attention because I was, like, 8.
Wow.
But
this was
people
the tale
have
of...
burned on, you know, other things. And, you know, let's just talk about one more topic before we call it quits for the day. This is a guy who clearly gives no shits in the world. And it's our hammered out burnout thoughts of the week.
Man lights joint in court while facing marijuana charge.
He's like, sir, I was not under the influence when you arrested me. I'm under the influence now.
Sir, I have a quick question. I know you guys are about to haul me off to jail for doing this, but when's lunch?
So, the guy was talking about how marijuana needed to be legalized when he reached into his pocket and pulled out what appeared to be, it didn't appear it was, a rolled marijuana cigarette, and Bob Goat's breaking the freaking mic over here.
Sorry.
Do it live.
We're doing it live.
Fuck it. Fucking shucks. That went way too high.
I gotta go ahead and say this too. This is a little bit of a pet peeve of mine.
That was a bad Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
All right, let's go.
A little bit of a pet peeve of mine. I hate it when people call them marijuana cigarettes.
Oh, little Mary Jane Smokey.
Like, just call it a joint or, you know, call it something else. Just don't call it a marijuana cigarette.
He was smoking a marijuana cigarette.
Honey, I found a marijuana cigarette in his backpack.
There was a marijuana cigarette. All right. So, he then pulled out a book of matches and lit it. The courtroom apparently erupted into laughter as the guy was quickly taken into custody.
This guy's like a hero now. not many would, but he did.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What the hell? This courtroom's like filled with people.
Yeah, I was expecting, like, people's court or something.
No, I guess this was, like, probably some, like, public court where they're, like, waiting a trial or some shit. And this guy's like, marijuana is good for me.
He was saying that. I was like,
show you. And he lights it up.
Do you have any closing statements? Yeah, 420 Yellow Swag Fest.
So he's just sitting there in court lighting one up. I mean, I guess since he got charged with it, he's just like, I'll show them. I'll do it right in front of them. I ain't scared.
And honestly, speaking of which, Illinois just legalized it for recreational use.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to get a DD, go over there, smash a muffin, and come back. And I cannot wait. And for anybody who, you know, it's still illegal here in Missouri, I'm just going to say it. Everybody's thinking the same thing. Missouri, get the fuck with the program. Are you like allergic to money or what? Like, what the fuck?
It wouldn't matter for me even if they made it legal in Missouri.
Oh, really?
I can't do anything.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a federal law.
Yeah.
Until the federal law goes, I'm sitting here talking about marijuana cigarettes.
Yeah, it's all good. You got the big boy job. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
I have big boy drinks.
Fair enough.
Make up for it. So, that's about all we have for this podcast. We're going to do things differently here on out, allegedly. We're going to shorten it up because 45 whatever minutes is too long for everybody to like listen and have our attention for enough time. And we like to ramble on about stupid shit that means nothing. So, we would like you to start listening to our stupid shit that means nothing for about 30 minutes at a time.
And obviously, you know, some will go longer, some will be shorter. That's just
the nature of it. It's just going to be what we got for the week. But with us having two episodes, I'm sorry, I just already screwed up the whole thing. With us having 30-minute episodes, we think most weeks, don't hold us to it, but most weeks we could put out 2 weeks of content. That way, you know, you can listen to one a week and like maybe have one to listen to if we miss one or, you know, something like that.
But, yeah, we're all about trying to get on as crisp and clean schedule and as consistent of a schedule as humanly possible for you guys.
Times come up where we just can't make it that week, and it happens, and that's kind of what happened at the end of last year, and we're just like, dude, this holiday season sucks, and we just gotta
stop. It was nice also to have a little bit of extra time to...
Just a little break.
Be with the family.
Come back refreshed, ready to hammer out with all you folks. We're going to get a lot more active on our Facebook as opposed to the last time. Bob Goat's going to share responsibilities with me, and we're going to...
Absolutely.
We're gonna share stories more often, maybe throw up some random pictures of meat. You never know. I mean...
Yeah, because we do still need to figure out... Who makes the best steak out of the two of us?
Right, but unfortunately, it's like 20 degrees right now, and we're going to wait until it's a little freaking warmer. And with that, like us on Facebook. Check us out at It's Hammered Out. The numbers are still doing like okay, despite us like going AWOL for 2 months.
Yeah, I was very surprised about that.
But hey, whatever.
But yeah.
Like us, comment to us, send us an email at itshammeredout@gmail.com.
We have a Patreon if you would like to help fund the steak off,
pizza fun, what have you. With that, it's hammered out. Bye.